Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I'm hoping to get raptured before it's over. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one brown butter double fudge chocolate chip cookie dough cookie. Oh, please. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Everybody's favorite. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, was that funny? Was it? On a 1 to 10, was it? The review of the goofy news, it proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're all also asking you this. Do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, you can call us at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. You can call either one of those numbers, even though they're the same. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love you.
Great job there, RoboPaul. Excellent work. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Where? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Are you a pastor with a master's degree, under 45, and open to a new mission?
I'm U.S. Army Chaplain Steve Blackwell, who, like you, was pastor of a local church. After the events of 9/11, I felt the desire to serve both God and country, so I became a U.S. Army chaplain. The U.S. Army chaplaincy has provided some of the most rewarding and challenging ministry opportunities of my career as a minister. I find it a great privilege to serve the soldiers of the United States Army, offering them hope and comfort in their times of need.
If you're a minister under 45 with a master's in theology or related studies, or you're under 40 and working towards that goal, talk to a chaplain recruiter.
We need godly men and women to answer the call to bring God to soldiers and soldiers to God.
Take the first step. See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain. Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning KPRZ. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Here in America, most of us wake up in a nice bed, have a decent breakfast, and head off to start the day. In Mozambique, where the AIDS crisis has devastated the country, there are orphans who wake up in a garbage dump and try to find anything they can to eat. Cross International, a worldwide Christian relief organization, partners with local pastors and families in Mozambique to place these precious little ones into a Christian home. Cross cuts through the red tape and makes sure that more than 95% of every dollar donated goes directly to this particular project. If you're a business owner and donate $1,000 to help Cross rescue these orphans, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages professionally produced for your business. Your $1,000 will also enable 15 orphans to be placed into a Christian home right there in their own region. Call Ron at KPRZ right now if you'd like to become a business benefactor. And join us as we partner with Cross International to rescue children in Mozambique.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather, it's there. If you want to reach us by email, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, schmeindel, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, and those that have extremely large ears because you're listening to the radio. Up and coming on April 12th is Plan, Prepare, and Prosper with Tony Lee Adamson and Bobby Brooks, sponsored by Thrivent Financial. If I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have Tony Lee and Bobby on the phone. Is that correct, ladies? Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, the ladies are with us. We also have our good friend Jim Hansen.
Hello.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm good.
Okay, ladies. How are things going for you? Can you hear Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, you can, if you guys say everything in unison, I'm going to take us through like a hymn, and we're going to do the choir.
They do it in harmony.
Yeah, I want a three-part harmony. That's what's coming up.
Can I be Jimmy Lee today?
You're Jimmy Lee.
Yes.
You're officially Jimmy Lee. So it's Tony Lee, Bobby Lee, David Lee, and Jimmy Lee.
That's right. We're all the Lee sisters.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. That's not healthy. Okay.
I didn't ask for that.
Okay. So April 12th at Liberty Station, there is an event taking place between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. And Tony Lee and Bobby are helping coordinate this. Thrivent Financial is supporting this financially from the point of view of you guys are bringing the coffee. Is that what you're doing? You're doing a little more bringing
the coffees.
The coffee's covered.
The food's covered.
All right, the coffee's covered, the food's covered. Tony Lee and Bobby, either one of you go first. Talk to me about Plan, Prepare, and Prosper.
Well, I'll go first. It really is, we're excited about this event. We're very excited about partnering with Thrivent Financial because for years, our ministry at Dead of Disciples has been teaching and helping women, not just on the spiritual side of obviously walking out your faith, but taking that to the next level of application and learning how important it is to have a plan for your life, to prepare for what God has for you. And part of that is preparing for prosperity. And so it's a great opportunity for women and men to come out and really learn how to do those things. And we've lined up great speakers, and obviously Thrivent's going to be doing a major presentation. But it's exciting to teach people how to walk out their faith, expecting God to do amazing things.
All right, now I'm going to blow all your minds. I'm going to talk to you about something that the wife and I put together a long time ago, and it's one of those weird things that it just so happens to coincide with your event. So I want you to kind of think this through, and when you guys do your presentation on Saturday, you can steal all this material, and you don't have to give me any credit whatsoever. But here's the thing. The thing that the Lord had showed us, we were praying one night together about exactly what you just mentioned, about a plan to walk in a greater sense of blessing. And we recognized that we were operating in our expectations at about a 6. And we really felt like the Lord was trying to teach us, you need to be operating in expectations at a 9. You need to turn that upside down and operate in a 9. And we created this whole element called ethical financial distribution. What happens if the Lord blesses you and you have $10,000 you didn't plan on having, or $15,000, $20,000? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to take a trip to Disneyland, or are you going to use it to advance the kingdom of God? And this is part of what you guys are talking about, right, is plan, prepare, and prosper. And when you get into that prosperity point, you're able to bless people with that from a kingdom point of view. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Amen.
Yes.
You got it.
That's amazing, David, that you did this several years ago. I think it's so important that we want God to bless us, but unless we're prepared to handle it, you know, there's issues there. So I think God does set things up for us to learn, but then we have to follow through with it, which is why I'm excited to be partnering with Jim and the whole financial team to help do that.
And that's cool, because Jonathan Durin, he's going to be doing a big segment in this process, and that's somebody that knows. I mean, I'm not going to do this for Jim, but that's somebody that knows finances. I mean, he's a well-educated, well-established in the financial realms.
Absolutely. And I think as everyone was saying, you know, you can get a blessing, but if you don't have a plan, if you don't know how to use it, those things can turn into curses if you're not prepared to handle what you've been given.
That's a great way to put that. I'm proud of you, Jim. That's a really great way to say that. In that one element, I think people, what happens, and tell me what you guys think of this. I think fear stops people from believing that they could ever prosper.
Oh, I totally agree. This is Tony Lee. Knowledge eradicates fear, and our goal is to make this event free so no one feels overwhelmed. No one feels like, oh, I'm just going to be spirit-led the rest of my life and never have a plan, and that becomes an excuse, really. And we're going to address all those type of things from the Word of God to prospering online, prospering financially, to give back, of course, and then planning to simplify your life through organization and also preparing your healthy habits so that we can live a more productive quality life, not only quantity of life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you guys, this is a major all-star cast that this event is bringing. So you got the two of you. So let's just say it's Tony Lee Adamson and Bobby Brooks extraordinaire. We'll just give you that, okay? We'll just give you that right there, okay? You both owe me a buck. All right, and then it's Marsha Ramblin, Dana Dimitri, and then Jonathan Durin. So you got five superstars that are going to be presenting this material. This is a free event from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Where do they go website-wise to get more information on this event? Because it's coming up. I mean, this isn't, we don't got forever. This is Saturday. Where do they go website-wise?
Well, they can go to planprepareprosper.com, which is just a quick little page where they can just give us their name and email so they save their seat. We are limited seats, and they're going fast, so we want to make sure they get a seat. And they can also go to dailydisciples.org under the events section and register through there. But all the names of the speakers and titles are on that page as well. So planprepareprosper.com.
And we didn't say it's at Liberty Station in Point Loma.
Okay, so that's 2640 Saturday. Historic Decatur Road at Liberty Station. And the phone number is 800-992-0369. That's 800-992-0369. Can you gals hang on for an extra segment or not? What's your schedule?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, okay. Then I forgive you for not being in here. Okay, so hang on for an extra schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego with Tony Lee, Bobby, and Jim Hansen. This is a great meeting. We're going to be talking about more information. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Are you a pastor with a master's degree, under 45, and open to a new mission?
I'm U.S. Army Chaplain Steve Blackwell, who, like you, was pastor of a local church. After the events of 9/11, I felt the desire to serve both God and country, so I became a U.S. Army Chaplain. The U.S. Army Chaplaincy has provided some of the most rewarding and challenging ministry opportunities of my career as a minister. I find it a great privilege to serve the soldiers of the United States Army, offering them hope and comfort in their times of need.
If you're a minister under 45 with a master's in theology or related studies, or you're under 40 and working towards that goal, talk to a chaplain recruiter.
We need godly men and women to answer the call to bring God to soldiers and soldiers to God.
Take the first step. See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain. Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Here in America, most of us wake up in a nice bed, have a decent breakfast, and head off to start the day. In Mozambique, where the AIDS crisis has devastated the country, there are orphans who wake up in a garbage dump and try to find anything they can to eat. Cross International, a worldwide Christian relief organization, partners with local pastors and families in Mozambique to place these precious little ones into a Christian home. Cross cuts through the red tape and makes sure that more than 95% of every dollar donated goes directly to this particular project. If you're a business owner and donate $1,000 to help Cross rescue these orphans, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages professionally produced for your business. Your $1,000 will also enable 15 orphans to be placed into a Christian home right there in their own region. Call Ron at KPRZ right now if you'd like to become a business benefactor. And join us as we partner with Cross International to rescue children in Mozambique.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. For those that do not know, later in the show, we're going to be discussing some very intense things, not the least of which is the Mozilla scenario with the CEO being forced to resign because he thinks that marriage is okie-dokie between a man and a woman. How dare he? And then we're also going to be discussing Bible sex. What? Oh, my goodness gracious. How did you just tune into this show? Oh, no. But on the phone with us now and in the studio with us now, our very favorite Tony Lee Adamson and Bobby Brooks, the one of the original guest hosts. In fact, the only person that I've actually sanctioned to guest host for me in this entire year and a half. It's just the two of you. Nobody else has had the host approval. Did you know that?
We're so honored. We're so honored, Dave.
Well, you're the only two that I have confidence in that are just as nutty as I am. So that's,
yeah,
that's
right.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's really. Yeah, years of therapy can cure us all, but we really can't. I can't bother. I don't have enough time. Anyway, so let's talk. I want to talk a little bit more about Plan, Prepare, and Prosper. For those that don't know, it's taking place this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., 2640 Historic Decatur Road at Liberty Station. That's how you remember. You got to type in Liberty Station, San Diego, if you can't figure out what's going on. And the famous Brian K. Smith did mention something really good. He said it's a casual event. You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to come in a evening gown. You don't have to come all dressed up. You can actually enjoy yourself. You can, you know, kind of relax. There'll be food. There'll be a lot of fellowship. There'll be great conversation. It's all about planning, preparing, and prospering. It's about understanding. And I want Jim to speak to this, and then I'm going to go back over to the gals. I want Jim to speak about the planning part of it, because when we're talking about planning, preparing, and prospering, we're not doing a name it and claim it concept. Right. We're talking about effort, work, sweat, equity, putting one's life into it, but then anticipating there'll be some fruit from that. Is that right?
Yeah, I think prosper doesn't necessarily just mean more. I think when you plan and prepare, you can prosper from what you have. And I would say prospering means getting the most out of, finding the most value and meaning and blessing in what you've been given. And when you have a plan for what you have and when you can prepare that plan, then whatever you've been given, you can prosper within that. You know, it may grow or you it may not, but you can still find some prospering in what God has given you.
And I think when we're talking about this, I think the Gales agree. Now, when some people, I said the phrase "name it and claim it," and then like 16 people's hair went back on the backside of their head. Here's the deal: we believe in every promise that's in the book. Don't get me wrong. But we believe that there's effort behind it in a partnership with God. And if the Lord just blesses you and somebody passes away and gives you $400 or $500 million, you still want to be ready.
Right.
Right? You still want to have an idea.
Absolutely. But I think sometimes we can be blind to the blessings we have by
Good
looking
point.
Forward to something else out there that we keep waiting to come, and we miss what we've already been given.
That's a good point. I like that. All right, ladies, now I'm going to you because I think the audience that's going to participate in this, they love your teaching, they love your communication, they love the ministry that the Lord has granted you, and it's an awesome ministry. What my question would be is, what do you want to say to them in the way of expectation for them for this meeting? What should be their expectation from this gathering?
Well, they should expect to come into an environment where they're going to be, I don't want to overstate the word motivated, it's an overused word, but they're really going to be motivated and excited. They need to come with expectation that God has called them to this. And I don't mean that to be a cliche either. We always tell people that when you show up at an event, the Holy Spirit really did lead you there, because there's probably 15 other things you could be doing. But we want them to be praying about coming and asking to be prepared even before they get there, and be in that place of expecting God to speak to them and to move on their hearts and to help them start to visualize a plan for their lives. And it doesn't matter where they are today, they can start today with that plan and getting prepared for what God has. So I want them to be excited about this incredible event. It's a real gift from God.
All right, so what that means for the audience is, you know that 6 that you have in your brain? Make it a 9. Flip it upside down. Raise the level of expectation. It's kind of the Hudson Taylor call when they asked him to pray for the wind so that the ship wouldn't end up where all the cannibals were. And he said, "Did you put the sails up yet?" And he said, "No." And he said, "Well, I'm not going to start praying until you put the sails up." Because there's
right.
no reason for me to pray if you don't believe anything's coming. Why would I bother? So it's that kind of mindset. Here's a couple of recaps on this, and then we're going to go back to the gals in a second. April 12th, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., sponsored by Thrivent Financial, whose ministry is to help people from a financial point of view be better stewards of God. And this is right in their space, telling them how to prepare as stewards of the Lord to honor the Lord with those finances. You can get to the website by planprepareprosper.com. That's one method. You can go to dailydisciples.com. The information is going to be right on the site for the gals. You can also call 800-992-0369. And that by that phone number, 800-992-0369, you can also get more information and get yourself reserved for the conference, because you're going to get there. And if there's X amount of seats and you're X plus one, you'll be standing the whole time. That's no fun. Who wants to do that? All right, ladies, what should we tell them? I mean, is something to say besides the expectation levels? When they walk away from this, they're going to be better stewards of God with a higher level of expectation. What would you tell them if for a person who's like, you know, I think maybe I want to go, but you know, the on the fence person?
Well, I would say there's two reasons. Firstly, it's absolutely free, and it's because we really do have a ministry heart in giving, in helping all of us live a more productive and a more peaceful life. But it's also, the goal is to keep moving forward positively. If you think about what Jesus said, that he has come to give us life and life abundantly, sometimes we don't even know what that means. And here are 4 people who have specialized in these areas to help us be positive and help us be more peaceful. And that is such a blessing from the Lord, especially considering this is free. And a lot of these, like Marsha and Dana, John and Bobby, they've all held these same exact events and have charged a lot of money. So we are thankful for Thrivent, who's so willing to host this event, to help others, and to offer it for free. So we really don't want anyone to miss out.
All right. I got to say this. This is how great you guys are. I'm going to give you a big compliment. Even though I gave you a little bit of a hard time earlier, I'm giving you a huge compliment right here. So you're talking about Marsha and Dana and Jonathan, and then it's the two of you. It's Tony Lee and Bobby. But you guys put yourself together as one and said there's four people. See, so you said Marsha and Dana and Jonathan. That makes Tony Lee and Bobby functioning in ministry as a unit.
Whenever she said that, I held up my hand for five.
hey, that's still in the moment. Don't do that. Right. All right.
I'm thankful for all the other gifts they have that I don't have.
Oh, that's great. Them. Listen, I went to your guys' last event. It was outstanding. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. It was terrific. So, folks, planprepareprosper.com, that's the website, or dailydisciples.com. Also, 800-992-0369, free event at Liberty Station this Saturday, April 12th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., 2640 Historic Decatur Road. You can't miss this opportunity. If you're sensing the Lord is going, come this way. Stop resisting and just participate. If it's not a blessing, you call and tell me. How about that? I give you the David Spoon guarantee. Right. You call and tell me. I'll bet you $1 bazillion you don't call me. How about that? That's how confident I am. Jim, you got anything else you want to say on the way out?
We're just glad to be teaming with Tony Lee and Bobby in this event, and it's who we are at Thrivent, wanting to help get this word out for people. So we look forward to seeing them there.
Okay, excellent. Thanks. Great job, ladies.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Jim.
Love having you on. Jim, thank you for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, you better buckle in. That's all I can say.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning 50 this year. Although I felt pretty good for my age, I had some muscle weakness and nerve pain, and when I realized I had peripheral neuropathy, I went to Dr. Mace Richter DC. With just a few treatments, he helped me feel amazing. Before I met Dr. Richter, I thought my symptoms were untreatable and something I just had to live with. I'm so relieved Dr. Richter diagnosed and treated me correctly, since ineffective treatments can lead to crippling and permanent disability. Thanks to Dr. Richter, I feel healthy, young, and strong again.
If you or a loved one has numbness, tingling, or stabbing pains in the legs, hands, or feet, it could be due to worsening neuropathy. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Dr. Richter today for a free neuropathy evaluation, including neurological tests and assessments. Call 619-333-8200. That's 619-333-8200 and get your health back.
According to data from Standard & Poor's, California home prices have risen around 20% in just the last year. With this great news, Cash Call can probably refinance you to eliminate your mortgage insurance. Or you can take the cash out of the new equity to pay expensive bills like taxes, credit cards, whatever. Make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH, and in minutes, with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how much we can cut your total monthly payments while cutting your interest rate, too. So call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of your home's higher value and our fixed rates as low as 3.25% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000. $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido have the largest inventory of Lexus in San Diego County. Get great prices on twice the selection of new Lexus, only at Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido. One family, two locations. Visit twicetheselection.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Excalibur Roofing, Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who have 20 years of experience. 20 years! 20 years of working on a roof. That's a long time. Active member in BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications and testimonials from people just like you and me. Here's the bottom line. Whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered. Like that? I like that very much. Like that? Got you covered. Get it? Got you covered. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. I talked to Eric today. All the pictures are up. The new website's there. It's happening. Excitement is in the air. Go to the website. Check it out. If you have any issues, any issues with your roof. Like if there's a big bunch of shingles that have fallen to the side of your house, call Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. Talk to them. They do their estimates for free. You can't beat it. It's a solid deal. Okay, there. Got that. Done? That's done. Ready for the goofy story that will make you laugh. It doesn't matter what mood you're in. When you hear this story, you will change your attitude. Here we go. This is what it is. This comes out of Houston, ladies and gentlemen, from CBS Local. Ready? You're never going to believe it. You're never going to believe it. Lufkin, Texas. First of all, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Lufkin? Lufkin. Lufkin. Lufkin or Lufkin, Texas. A woman, for real, called the police station, ladies and gentlemen. Called the police station. Because the illegal marijuana that she purchased was not the quality marijuana that she thought it should be. So she called the police.
Houston, we have a problem.
Just small problem. Not a big one. Just a small one. Here it is. She gets illegal drugs. Now, listen, this is not Colorado. This is why I want you to catch this. It's not Colorado. She gets her drugs, illegal drugs, from her dealer. Doesn't feel like the quality is to the level that it was supposed to be, calls the police. here's my response.
So this is Planet Houston.
I can't help you, folks. I don't even know what to tell you. In the meantime, because we're trying to maintain a spiritual level, let's talk about the notorious candies of America's past. How about that? We're trying to keep it right where we're supposed to keep it. You're thinking, well, how is that spiritual? Are you sitting there wondering that question, listening? Then here we go. You ready for we got a list of notorious candies. I thought this was kind of interesting. Ready? Now, you got to explain to me, Robo Producer, if you can, if you hear any of these that you're thinking, what? I would agree with you. I would agree. But tell me this. They say the number one candy that's bad for America that's notorious, Pop Rocks. Yeah? How? Why? I don't understand. What's wrong with Pop Rocks? Did I miss something? Because they're fuzzy?
I had many Pop Rocks in my days.
Yep.
I turned it, well, maybe that's the problem.
Wait. Baby Ruth bar, because it says it's high in dextrose. I don't know
in
what
who's
that
those?
Is. I don't have any idea what they're talking about. Now, this one I agree with. Candy cigarettes. Okay. You know, that's a problem, right? That's a bad kid. They say red M&Ms.
I don't like M&Ms in general.
What? But what's wrong with red ones versus like the blue? You notice there's no purple ones. Is there purple? They don't have
don't
purple
so.
M&Ms.
No, there's red, orange, brown, green, blue.
Let me ask you a question. What blue food do you know?
Berries.
But they're purple.
See?
See. Okay. I'm just pointing that out. They say bubble yum. I can't figure out why I've been chewing bubble yum for 30 or 35 years. What's wrong with bubble yum? This guy makes big bubble, but the candy they say is the number one that got destroyed in the sense of America's favorite candy that died before it had a chance to live. AIDS diet candy. I'm going to go yes on that. I'm going to
That's a bad one.
I'm going to step up there and go, yeah, I think that would do it. All right, we got to look at today's Facebook post, so we got to give people a break here. So if you want, Robo, you can play the any version of R&B that you want to, because I'm just in the music in the mood for R&B.
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
That's awesome. All right, so here's the Facebook post from today. Get ready for those Bible theologues. Get ready. Here's our post. Ready? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. All right, now before I talk about the post and get into this, I want to say that I heard a sermon from a preacher. One time I got up like at 2:30 in the morning, turned the TV on. You know, sometimes you get the late night preachers. And I heard E.V. Hill preach a message for 45 minutes on television on those four words. In the beginning, God. And he just went on and on, and it was excellent. It was great material. Here's the bottom line. In the beginning, God, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not science, not amoebas, not frogs, not monkeys. And for those Noah movie aficionados, not nothing and not darkness. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. It's only in the beginning, God. Nobody but God. Hey, you want to know how this whole thing started? God. Hey, you want to know who was in the beginning? God. Hey, you want to know who was there? God. Keep trying to get out of it. For atheists, they're like going, stop saying that. Okay, let me say this for the atheists. Ready? Because this will help them. Ready? In the beginning, God. Okay, so that might help you. It's not these other beliefs. It's not these other systems. It's God. God was in the beginning. In your life, God was there. In all of life, God was there. In the beginning, it wasn't the theory of man. Oh, well, it came about by the Big Bang. I don't care if you believe in a Big Bang per se, in the sense of as long as you believe God shot the shotgun. But in the beginning, before there was time, before there was a universe, before there was a concept, before there was matter, as we define matter, before there was matter as we define it, there was God. And you're like, how could that possibly be? Because the Bible clearly teaches that God always was, always is, and always will be, which makes God an interlinear being. And you're like, what? A linear being has a starting point and an ending point. We are linear beings. God is a interlinear being. He has no single starting point and no ending point. Well, that's impossible. Yes, it's very tough for a finite mind to grasp infinite concepts. You're correct. But in the beginning, God, nobody but God, and only God. Only. Get it? Good. You want to take our early breaks and we can work
in
some head?
State that nearly 14 billion years ago,
nice play on that.
The earth began to cool, the autotrophs.
In the beginning, folks, God, keep it simple. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our break now. Come back. We got so much more material, it's going to make you cry. Or you just listen, it'll make you cry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leave, but they were late, and they all died.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivin' Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
I'm Mia Hamm, two-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm six-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Para.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Transform your path to success at the Plan, Prepare, Prosper Seminar, sponsored by Thrive and Financial and hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries on Saturday, April 12th, 9 a.m. to noon at Liberty Station in Point Loma. Bobby and Tony Lee have selected top speakers, trainers, and business professionals to transform your path to success. Reserve your free seat today to the Plan, Prepare, Prosper Seminar on Saturday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to noon. Visit kprz.com for more information.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. Yes, you heard that right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community to offer two residents half price for their entire first year of living. They're offering a studio apartment that's normally $26.90 per month, now only $13.45 a month. Or a one-bedroom apartment that's normally $34.30 per month, now only $17.15. They only have two spots available, so you must call and mention their half price deal today at 619-465-1331.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. I'm getting really good. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know, I've hesitated to do this DDD because every time I do a DDD on this subject, on this text, one, I'm reminded of all the weddings that I've ever been to. And two, I just feel like, man, I want to walk in the fullness of the word. And then when I read this text, I realize, ouch. That's my response. If you don't understand what that means, I'm not sure that I can help you overall, but hopefully I can do something to encourage you. First, before we get to that text, I will say there is one quick spiritual observation I want to make. Yesterday, I was driving home, on my way home, and you know how everybody's concerned about people texting and driving because it's a big deal. You get in the car and everybody's texting. If you think that's bad, I'm getting ready to turn on La Jolla Village Drive right by the campus, and the light turns green, and there's a guy on a bicycle, right? It's a guy on a bike, and I'm waiting for the guy on the bike to cross the street. Why? Because that's the polite thing to do, folks. It's polite to wait for the guy to cross the street on the bike. Guess why he wasn't moving with the green light and the walk sign? He was texting while he was on his bicycle. He wasn't pedaling. He was texting. Folks, I'm starting to worry. I'm like, and you know, I'm a patient man. Move it! Kind of thing. So anyway, eventually he decided he would bicycle just as I pulled in and then the light turned red. So we won't talk about that part either right now. All right, let's talk about the big DDD. It's called the dreaded insert your name here DDD. The dreaded insert your name here DDD. How's that? Is that a good one? That's a long title. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, also known as the love chapter. Here's the dreaded insert your name here, DDD. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible says this: love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love is not boastful, love is not conceited, love does not act improperly, love is not selfish, love is not provoked, love does not keep a record of wrongs, love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. So when we're talking about this passage, which is done, I think it's done at almost every wedding. I've been to maybe 115 or 20. I've officiated like 60 or 50 or 60, something like that. Everybody uses 1 Corinthians 13. Even if you watch television and they do an episode on like Friends or something like that, somebody's doing 1 Corinthians 13. Here's the bottom line. What you do in this text is you insert your name. You put your name in where love is and see how it pans out for you. So here we go. Ready? Here we're going to do that. All right, let's use, can we, Noah, who should we use? Should we use Paul or should we use somebody else? Because I don't want to use me. This won't go well.
I think Paul's good.
All right, here we go. Paul is patient. Paul is kind. Paul does not envy. Paul is not boastful. Paul is not conceited. Paul does not act improperly. Paul is not selfish. Paul is not provoked. Paul does not keep a record of wrongs. Paul finds no joy in unrighteousness, but Paul rejoices in the truth. Paul bears all things. Paul believes all things. Paul hopes all things. Paul endures all things. All right, now for those that didn't catch the guilt element out of this, let me bring in a little bit of my past. Ready? Watch this. Ready? I love you. Love y'all. You are patient. You are kind. You do not envy. You are not boastful. You're not conceited. You don't act improperly. You are just not a selfish person. You're not easily provoked. You don't keep a record of wrongs. You don't find joy in unrighteousness. You rejoice in what is true. You bear all things. You believe all things. You hope all things. You endure all things. Now we do it now. I read this text, and I love this text. I just don't know if I operate in it the way that I'd like to. Let me point out something about verse 5. It says, love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not blind, the way they say love is blind. Love is not blind, so it doesn't see sin. Love sees the sin and pushes past the sin to keep on hoping and believing and trusting and bearing for the person's sake. Let me explain that. Love does not say, I see no sin, in the sense that you and I say it. When God sees us, he sees no sin because he sees through Jesus. But it's not the sin doesn't exist. It's been taken care of. It's been redeemed. So let's at least get that straight. But here's something you probably never did before. There are, in this passage, listen to this. I promise you've never heard this. Two ifs, four doeses, and seven nots. In other words, there's love is, does, not. It's all these negatives, all these positives. There's one split, says no joy in an unright heart, but there's joy in truth. Let me tell you something you've never heard. There's eight negatives and seven positives in a list of 15 definitions for love. Did you know that? How's that? Eight negatives, seven positives. So whenever he goes, oh, but you got to say everything in a positive way. Love in 1 Corinthians 13 is defined eight times towards the negative and seven times towards the positive. What does that mean? That means it doesn't matter whether we're coming or going. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It doesn't matter what angle we're in. We got to be loving, and we can only love if we're connected to the Lord the right way, and we let that love flow through us. Have you ever tried to love your enemy apart from God? It's impossible. But through God, through our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can love our enemies, those that are against us. We can pray for them and not pray that God swallows them with quicksand. We can pray for their wellness, their spiritual wellness, their life, their sustaining existence, that God would grant them grace and that he might touch them. That is what love does. That's what Jesus does. That's what we should do. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a little Mozilla action. Oh, don't go anywhere.